Hi. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m., and the Steve Cochran program will kick off at that point as well. Yeah, it's Whitesnake Wednesday year. Where we don't really celebrate the entire catalog of Whitesnake on Whitesnake Wednesday. Dan, you know, while you were away, I was wondering if the, because I know that you keep regular tabs on our morning zoo, Shadow Bags is the host.
Right.
Shadow Bags is the host. You've got Olive Loaf. You've got Undergarment.
Right.
Yeah, Undergarment. And who else am I missing?
Foot Cheese.
Oh, Foot Cheese. How can I miss Foot Cheese? Foot Cheese. Yeah. All part of the morning zoo. So I guess they continue to do the show here in the studio at 5 o'clock to no audience. And they better hurry up and do that remote at Ed DeBevick's because they tore down Planet Hollywood.
Mm.
It's completely gone. Now, you haven't been around.
Right.
Gone, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that whole building, gone. So they better get over there and do their remote at Ed DeBevick's. Or they could just do it from the parking lot. It really doesn't matter.
They do well in the parking lot. Those are some of their strongest shows.
Some of their strongest shows. You put Foot Cheese in a parking lot, you got a show.
Yep.
Foot Cheese in the parking lot with the CSN tickets. And you got a show.
Their ticket's actually just to see Comcast Sportsnet.
That's what it is.
You're going to watch Cap show.
You think it's Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but in fact, it's Cap. You go watch Cap on CSN. Then you get to think, what the hell is this? What's going on? So, So they're going to celebrate Whitesnake Wednesday. See, now that show, if you listen at 5 a.m. to the air, wherever you can. If you're in this room, I think only people in this room can actually hear the show because the mics are off. I don't think they know that. Does Foot Cheese know that the mics aren't on?
That's the tough thing because, like, Olive Loaf is the engineer, so you figured he would be on top of such things, but he's grumpy and he's near retirement and he doesn't want any part of it.
Oh, I didn't realize.
That's how he got his nickname because he would have an Olive Loaf sandwich on the board. Shadow Bags is like, man, I'm trying to do a show here.
I imagine it's just a fake board that lights up every once in a while and makes like little tingling noises. Like a child's activity center, essentially.
Like a play school toy.
Yes.
See, I wasn't aware of all these backstories. I didn't know Olive Loaf was close to retirement. And he was the engineer of the show. That's a.
There's a rumor that he's actually old enough to retire, but he secretly enjoys all of it, and so he's faking that he's near retirement.
He's like acting grumpy, but
right,
he really
right like the police commissioner who's like, "I'm too old for this," but he actually kind of enjoys it. Mm-hmm.
So when like Undergarment comes in scantily dressed, Olive Loaf complains, but he really he likes it,
right?
Shadow Bags in the morning. Right now, here.
Ever since Jen said that, I think of Shadow Stevens.
Me too.
And like in my head, what happened was is like Shadow Stevens needed a job, and the program director is an old buddy of his.
Yeah.
And like Shadow Stevens would much rather be playing like John Tesh on some new age station, but he needs his gig. So
he needs the gig. Hey, ever since Craig's show ended, Craig Ferguson's show, he hasn't had a gig.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know. So I don't know. I don't know. For those of you who might not know, this is actually real. Shadow Stevens was indeed the announcer on Craig Ferguson's Late Late Show. Is he still the announcer on the Corden Show?
I don't think so.
I think everybody from Craig's show skedaddled. Yeah. So. All right. Well, Esmeralda, do you ever hang out and just to see what happens in this studio?
You know, it's kind of like watching the zoo animals at the zoo, the animals at the zoo.
Uh-huh.
I kind of just watch. I feel like it's a two-way mirror, so they don't see us.
Oh, yeah. So you can just observe.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because I think they would. It would freak them out if they saw people.
I think so. Well, it's what's going to happen when they do the remote. Well, there won't be anybody there.
Well, yeah, there won't be anyone there.
Don't be anyone. This is exactly why they do the remote there.
The police may show up.
And just but, go, what are you guys doing in here? Yeah. You guys know this place is closed? Yeah, man, the cops are here. Yeah. Just arrest Olive Loaf. So, all right. Hey, Esmeralda, do you have any, like, bad habits? Are you, like, do you bite your nails?
No, I don't bite my nails.
No. Do you twist your hair?
I didn't know that was a bad habit.
I don't think it's a bad habit. Isn't that supposed to be, like, if you're, like, if you're, like, out on a date with a lady, and this is from the male perspective, isn't it supposed to be a good sign when the woman that you're chatting up is twisting her hair? Isn't that supposed to be that's like a sexual thing, isn't it? Like there's an attraction there?
I just do it when I'm bored.
Well, thank you. I was going to say, because that's happened to me a few times.
You didn't know Esmeralda's hair is actually straight. It's just curly because she started working on
Because she started
on
working
show.
On this show.
She started twirling it all the time.
I had heard that that's sort of, that like the body language of someone, you know, like a girl and, you know, like laughing or whatever and enjoying your rap. Or whatever it is, if this is 1980, if she starts twirling her hair, that's kind of an overtly sexual message.
I have never heard that.
According to DailyMakeover.com.
Oh, well, here we go. If it's from DailyMakeover.com.
Twirling the hair is a cue of innocence. Women often employ hair twirling as a way to flirt. Of course, twirling the hair also feels good, so we do it at times when we are preoccupied as a means of relaxing. If you are a twirler, you tend to notice you twirl your hair several times. For example, some twirl when they are tired, others twirl when they're reading or watching television, some when they're nervous.
All right, well, then I just read way into that. I thought it was like, yeah, this chick digs me, man. She's twirling her hair. Yeah, I might not get slapped at the end of this date. There's a good chance I might not get slapped across the face at the end of this date. No, that's what I always thought it was. I thought it was like this. I don't know where I read that. I don't know. I guess it was just because I've experienced that before. Ladies like doing the twirling thing, but evidently they're just bored. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
I mean, I don't think I've ever done it in company. Like if I've been on a date, I don't do it. I just do it when I get bored and I
you just start
just
messing
start,
with it.
Yeah.
All right.
But it could be, I guess.
I don't know. I just thought I was like, you know, like the body. I don't know why I had. Maybe I had some body language expert on the show.
I know, like, if you touch someone.
Well, yeah.
No. Like, if you're on a date and you're just, like, tapping them or,
oh,
you're,
or
like,
touching
playfully
them. Oh, I see.
Touching their shoulder and you're playfully hitting them. Like, that's a whole thing.
You ever say flipping back the hair is another sign of flirting. Like,
yeah, when they flip the hair, when they flip your hair back.
Like, I think Esmeralda just works. Did that. Esmeralda how does that even work naturally? Like, what do you just
there?
Like,
that was good. That you're flirting with the camera. Don't do that because you know Foot Cheese can see this can see the feed, and he might be like, "Yeah, Esmeralda the Heart Melda."
Well, the door is locked, so
okay.
And Foot Cheese's heart belongs to Lacey.
Lacey Underall.
Yeah.
Oh, from Caddyshack.
And our undergarment.
Oh, undergarment. Okay. All right. Now I'm all like, I was like, wow, I thought I was doing pretty well with the ladies for a while. These women are twisting their hair. So, all right. Well, I guess I thought I had some, maybe I had some like, but, well, any you know, anything is open to interpretation. You know?
Sure.
That's like, my phone just buzzed. What's going on here, man? People realize I'm on the air? anyway. All right. Well, I'm not a nail biter. Do you have any habits, Esmeralda?
I don't think so. I have complaints of habits, of other people's habits.
Well, what are some of your complaints?
Mouth chewing. When they
well, what are they
chewing.
Supposed to chew with?
When they chew their with their mouths open.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I can't stand it when people chew with their mouths. Why can't they just...
That bothers me so
much. Why can't they just shove
me...
it straight down their throat? I can't stand that chewing thing.
Can't... It's uncouth.
How dare you chew? Can't you just do like what they do to ducks for foie gras? Can't you just jam it right down your throat
it's
without
a tube?
Without chewing?
It's a straw. It's all liquid. No, I can't stand when people chew with their mouths open. They're like cows chewing on cud.
I agree.
And then the noises, I can't.
Yeah.
Okay. No one needs to see that. Also, I hate when people hold forks wrong. Or just utensils in general.
Oh, okay, hold it.
They hold them like cavemen.
Oh, with their hands wrapped around it.
Yeah, it's like, what? Who taught you that?
Well, okay, here's the thing about that. I agree. I don't... Unless, like, for some reason I got a really bad piece of meat. Dan, by the way, you're going to have to sift through a lot of Straight Out of Context, I believe, this week.
Yeah.
You've been gone for a while.
There's the big backup.
So, like, if you have, for some reason, there's like a tough piece of beef or something, and you have to cut it with the knife.
That I can see.
Or, like, if you're carving something, like a, you know, that makes sense to me.
Yes.
But to hold it, I mean, I agree.
They look like cavemen. It's ridiculous.
You know what? One of my a friend of mine who used to work at the Factory Theater, she was a stage manager. She stage managed Vinyl Shop, and then she stage managed a couple of other shows that I directed. Her name was Dana. She was awesome, and she would go nuts if anyone who was eating took a bite of food and their teeth touched the fork.
I can't stand that either. See, but it's only because it bothers me, because then I feel it. I have like phantom.
That's what made it would make her nuts. I never even noticed. I don't even notice that. Like, it doesn't bother me if somebody does that. You know, like takes their teeth and, you know, the food's on the fork and they bite down on the fork and slide the fork out between their teeth. See, Esmeralda's doing the little I got the chills thing.
I can feel it. Ugh, I can feel it.
I'm rubbing my teeth now. Oh.
I didn't know that was even a thing until Dana pointed it out years ago. She's like, did you just do that? And I'm like, no, I don't. What did I do? She's like, did you just put your teeth on that fork? And I go, I don't know, maybe. Oh, and then she started screaming. And she would, like, call people out on it. So I am not a nail biter. But I have a tendency to, I have sort of like weird sort of busy fingers, and I like to fold things. Like when I'm in a movie theater, I take the ticket stub that I have, the receipt ticket stub that I have, and I'll fold it over and over again until it's really small, and then refold it another way. And I would like when my hair was long, I used to have you know the ponytail ties, the elastic ones. I used to just kind of roll those up in my fingers and mess with them during movies and stuff. It got to the point where my second ex-wife, Heather, we would go to a movie and she would just like give me a ponytail tie. Here you go. Give me two of them so that I could play with them during the movie because she knew that I was weird. So if you have weird habits or bad habits, 312-981-7200. We'll get to some of the things that you can do to make them better. Like if you're a hair twister or a nail biter or if you're always late. We'll tell you about how those you can change those bad habits. 312-981-7200. Hi, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're the overnight crew here till 5 o'clock. Steve Cochran comes in for your morning show. Going to be a wet, snowy morning. Might be a sloppy commute, so just be careful out there on Whitesnake Wednesday. Yeah. So we were talking about bad habits. Are you a nail biter? Do you twist your hair? Are you always late? Stuff like that. Now, Dan, do you have any habits that...
You know, the one that came to mind, it's not like a nervous twitch, but, like, I will bounce my knee repeatedly if I've got, like, some nervous energy, or I'll click a pen repeatedly. And I try to be very wary when I'm around another human being because I remember vividly I was taking a test in college next to my good friend Jackie, and I was bouncing my knee up and down as I was taking the test. And at one point, she just grabbed my knee and slammed my foot into the ground. And it was just like, stop it.
Yeah, you don't even know you're doing
right,
that.
Right, yeah. You know, and like I was in the middle of the test. I was nervous. I was just kind of like just doing it. And then she did that. And so ever since that, I'll catch myself doing it.
You're sort of hyper aware.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, nail biting is probably the most common nervous habit, according to this article. It's a tough one to quit. One old school behavior modification remedy, painting a bitter coating on the nails. That seems to work for some people. Isn't that what they do for, like, dogs who chew on certain things? Don't they, like, put, like, a nasty, like,
they spray
on it so that if the dog bites it, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, I know specifically there was one called like Bitter Apple or something like that.
Bitter Apple.
It's for like specifically for pets to stop chewing on things, but I don't think it really works. Because I remember my dog would chew on stuff and we would spray it and he didn't care.
He's just like, yeah, I don't care. Hey, speaking of animals not caring, Dan, while you were away, Dan, Esmeralda put a cucumber behind her cat.
I saw the Facebook post.
So for those of you who don't know, there are these videos that are online right now of cats completely freaking out because they're eating and they turn around. There's a cucumber there and then they fly through the air and run out of the room and it freaks them out. So Esmeralda tried it out with her cat. And, you know, after we talked about it, I was like, maybe you shouldn't do it because it's, you know, it seems to be traumatizing these cats. And I don't think that's cool to freak out cats. I mean, you know, it's funny to watch cats jump up in the air 50 feet just because there's a cucumber sitting there. But that is not cool to the cat. I mean, it freaks the cat out. And as you know, I love cats. By the way, cats love us. They really do. They don't hate us and think we're idiots. They don't. They really love us. Okay, so your cat, Smokey.
Yes.
All right, set the scene for us, Esmeralda.
So I'd been trying to do it. So I first did a test run with, I have an electric toothbrush. And it's a cylindrical, like, longer thing. I didn't have a cucumber, so I was like, I'm going to try this just to see, like, just to test the waters. And I think I set it down once. She didn't care, but I think she caught me.
Uh-huh.
Because my floors are kind of squeaky, so she kind of...
Yeah, that's the thing is, I guess what you need to do is you got to make sure that you're stealth here.
Well, what I did was I fed her. I put food down, and then I put it behind her.
Right.
So she was busy eating.
Right.
I walked away.
I think that's what almost all of the people with those videos did. I think what they did was they fed the cat. The cat started to eat. They were distracted by their food, and that's when they placed the cucumber behind the
cat.
Exactly. So you did that.
I did, yes.
You fed Smokey. Smokey started eating, and then you snuck behind the cat, and you put a cucumber down.
Yes.
Now, and then you did video it.
Yeah, she didn't care.
Did not care. I saw the video.
Not at all. She sniffed it.
Turned around, was like, what the hell is this? Sniffed it and went, yeah. And then went right back to eating.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't care. She didn't care at all.
So, all right. Then I guess it's not universally, because the question that the experiment was, Esmeralda, was you were going to do, you know, like the cucumber thing and then maybe follow it up with different other items, because we were thinking maybe it was just the surprise of having something behind them.
Right. And then, but then I had like the zucchini and stuff, but I ate those. So I ate them before. And I only filmed the thing because I was like, oh yeah, I have a cucumber in the fridge. I should probably eat that before it goes bad.
Right.
But I got to do this first.
But I have to see what happens with my cat. I have to see if the cat freaks out at the cucumber.
Pretty much.
Also, by the way, others find that a weekly manicure can offer a visual reminder not to nibble. Oh, look at my nails. They look nice. I'm not going to chew on them.
I had a friend who did that.
To discourage nail biting?
Yeah, she would chew on her nails, and then she'd get manicures every week. But the thing is, her nails were just badly... And they were in bad shape.
Because she chewed on them all the time?
Yeah, they just never grew.
Yeah, no, I know a lot of people who are like that. Like the cuticles are all bloody and stuff because they chew on them. And yeah. In addition to a weekly manicure, people also besides fingernails, they gnaw on pens, pencils, and ice. Less common is the biting of the inside of the cheek or teeth grinding. To stop chewing on objects, try substituting sugarless gum or candy.
Okay, I chew on my, on the inside of my mouth.
Okay, we're going to have to discuss this after we take a break. Bad habits, 312-981-7200. We got to hit the news here coming up after the break. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. How are you? Hey, yeah, Whitesnake Wednesday here. Hey, you know, I'm thinking it's pretty amazing that during the newscast there, Esmeralda.
Yes.
That you actually did a story about Neil Sean.
Yeah. Yeah. He's getting money from San Francisco. Sticking
Journey,
it to the man.
Yeah, Journey. Yeah, so you might want to save that story for Shadow Bags. That might be a good story if it's a Journey-related story, because they might have Journey tickets to give away.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That's fantastic. He's suing San Francisco.
Well, no, he's getting the money now.
Oh, he's getting money back from San Francisco.
Right, because they said he claimed that they charged him a lot more than they originally said.
How could they charge Neil Sean? He's from Journey, man. They recorded,
I mean,
When the
exactly-
Lights... Go down in the city.
That's exactly why they charge him. It's like, you got a lot of money, man.
You got a lot of money, but that song's about the beauty of San Francisco.
I guess they didn't take it that way.
Man. All right. I love that. Neil Sean in the news, man. That's a good, you know, it's a good news day when you do stories about Neil Sean. That's... Again, save that story. Send that to Foot Cheese's account, will you?
Will do.
All right. What radio station do they work for? Do they? What are the call letters of their radio station? Did we discuss that?
I don't know if we have. WRCK, is that too generic?
WRCK. Yeah, man, rock! Wasn't there a WRCK here?
Probably.
There's a WRCK everywhere, isn't there? I remember...
Are you thinking of Rock 103?
No.
0.5?
No. Hey, you guys don't remember this. You'd be too young. You guys don't remember Z-Rock?
No.
You don't remember
familiar.
Z-Rock? Yeah, man, Z-Rock.
That sounds familiar.
It was a heavy metal station, and it was very popular in the 80s. And there was another one, too. I don't know if Z-Rock was local. It might have been like a syndication thing. But there was another one too. What the hell was it? I'm sure that, because I've got metalheads listen to this show. I've discovered that over the years, Dan, and you know this. A lot of metalheads listen to this show, and God bless them. Because they know my first album was Black Sabbath Paranoid, and I worship Sabbath. But it was Z-Rock, and there was another one too. And they were on, like, I think that one was on late at night. The other one was Z-Rock, I believe, was like a, you know, you could actually hear it during the day. But the other one, I think, was only at night. Because I was working at the Jewels on the overnight.
Blaze.
No, not the Blaze. The Blaze? Was it the Blaze? Might, maybe. I don't know. My instinct is that it wasn't the Blaze. Maybe it was the Blaze. But I think it was only on, like, overnights. Because when I was working at the Jewels overnight, I worked with a bunch of metalheads. And they would hook... We would take the intercom and tie a rubber band around the intercom so that the button was pressed, and we'd put it next to a big stereo speaker and blast heavy metal over the sound system of the Jewels. We blew two speakers, by the way. We blew two intercom speakers out at the Jewels that I worked at. Because it was Z-Rock. Yeah, man, Z-Rock. And I can't remember the other one. The other one was better because everybody was like, yeah, Z-Rock's good, man, but blah, blah is better. Because they played like, yeah, they would play like Queensryche, but like before Queensryche became popular, it was all like speed metal and stuff. I can't remember.
We're getting WVVX RPM, Real Precious Metal.
That's
with
it, man.
Scott Loftus.
That's it with Scott Loftus, of course, man. Yeah, Scott Loftus. Yeah, WVVX. That's it, man. Real Precious Metal. RPM. Yeah, man. That place ruled. That station ruled, man. That was 80s, man. 80s.
I love that I just did a search for Scott Loftus, and up came a Chicago Tribune article called Meek Radio Signal Inherits Heavy Metal Beat.
Yeah!
From 86.
Now, was it Scott Loftus? Am I thinking of the same guy? Was it Scott Loftus and Stephen Gary used to play it at the beginning of the show all the time, who said, hey, man, you know what I want you to do this weekend? He'd get on the air and he would talk about how everybody should go out and get loaded. Was that Scott Loftus or was that somebody? No, that wasn't Scott Loftus. It was somebody else. He would come out. They would play this. They would play this at the beginning. Steve Dahl would play it at the beginning of the show every day. It was part of their intro. And it was, I want you to go out and get so wasted that you get so jacked that you blow lunch. That was like, it was like, I can't remember. It wasn't, I don't think it was Scott Loftus. I'm trying to remember who it was. Man, I want you to get so jacked that you blow lunch. I can't remember who it was. So, anyway. All right. We're talking about bad habits, actually. How about this one, Esmeralda? You'll enjoy this. 815 area code says, my dogs eat cat poop.
Ugh. Why are they finding it?
And they won't be bothered by any chewing deterrent. Well, maybe they have cats in the house.
Well, maybe they should clean it up before the dogs get to it.
Well, you can't always. I mean, you're not always there.
Ugh.
I mean, I don't know about you, but when I've had cats, they have crapped when I wasn't in the house, and I, you know what I mean.
People are reporting Sky Daniels.
Sky Daniels, that's it. Yeah. Sky Daniels. That's such a great radio name, man. Come on, man. Sky, that's the best. Jimmy the Bread Guy says, I'm so worried about being late that I'm always early. I'm never late. Very, very rarely am I late. And I know that comes from my parents. Absolutely. Because, you know, my parents show up a half an hour early everywhere. They are always, always early. I'd rather be early than late. I don't know if I want to be a half an hour early. But, yeah. Esmeralda, are you one of those people, do you run late?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And how about you, Dan? No, you're always on time. At least, I don't know. I've been working with you for a while, and you're always on time.
Yeah, ish. I don't know. I always say 5 minutes late is still on time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, listen, man, I've dated people and married people who, you know, half hour, 40 minutes late pretty regularly. Do you know people, how about this, Dan? Do you know people who are always late and you tell them to meet a half an hour before you're supposed to actually meet? You ever do that?
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
Yeah. I've done that too. Esmeralda, do people do that to you? Do you say, hey, yeah, no, we're all going to meet at 7:30, even though it's going to be 8?
No.
You don't know, right? They might have.
Maybe. I'm at least good about it, and I'll text people and be like, oh, hey, I'm running late. So at least I'm good in that.
That makes me crazy when people are late. If I'm waiting for somebody, well, I don't know. Here's Lisa on WGN. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, you know, listening to the reverb while I'm on hold is like you're doing it for me personally. It's hilarious.
It is. It's just for you, Lisa. Yeah!
I feel like I'm going to be such a downer here because the conversation's been so upbeat, but I was calling to tell Esmeralda she's got to quit chewing the inside of her mouth. Because you can literally traumatize your mouth if you do it over and over and over for years and years and years. You can literally cause cancer in your mouth.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
Good morning, everybody!
This is from a dental hygienist, so I know what I'm talking about, you know?
Now, listen, Now, Esmeralda, do you do it? Is it one of those things that you do unconsciously? Do you do it while you're sleeping? Because that's one of the... I know people who grind their teeth and chew the inside of their mouths while they're sleeping. They kind of have no control over it.
No, I do it when I get bored.
So you just start chewing your face?
I just kind of start nibbling on the side of my cheeks.
You know, you start like getting like a thick spot in an area... Find another spot to chew on, you know?
I move on.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right, Lisa. Well, thanks for your concern.
Well, I was, so you're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
See you later. 312-981-7200. We're talking about bad habits.
That's frightening.
Yeah. Well, that should be a deterrent right there. Get some gum. You like chewing gum?
Yeah, it's all right.
If you're bored, man, get a little Dentine. I have no idea why I chose Dentine. Because dentists go ahead and chew it. If dentists are like, go ahead, chew on it, then it's good, right?
At least 4 out of 5 will tell me.
That's right, because the fifth one is getting bit on the crotch by a squirrel. You've seen the commercial. We all know that the fifth dentist was going to say yes until that squirrel bit him on the gonads. And then it was like, oh, I don't like Dentine because the squirrel just chomped me in the crotch. So I know to Dentine. I believe that commercial, by the way, is completely scientifically accurate, don't you? Dan, don't you think that's what happened?
The documentary.
The documentary about what really
happened. It's recorded footage.
Squirrel crawled up the guy's pants, bit him in the Johnson area, and then he went, no! And they were like, oh, the dentist said no to Dentine. I don't know if no is what I would scream out if that happened to me. I really don't think that would be the word of my choosing.
Literally. 8 minutes after you said, oh, you're always on time.
Dan was a little late getting back to the area there to play a bumpy. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're talking about bad habits. By the way, we do have a Blackhawks Express, not a pleasant Blackhawks Express, but we do have a Blackhawks Express to play coming up in just a little bit. And I do want to mention, because K-Paul was up here, Maximus himself, my main man Maximus, producer of the Steve Cochran program, was up here. Esmeralda, evidently you will be making some appearances in the Straight Outta Context coming up.
Great.
Based upon what Kevin has been listening to, Maximus has been jotting down some stuff. So for those of you who don't know, we do this thing on Friday morning, every Friday morning. We do many regular segments on Friday morning. We do Straight Out of Context. Straight Out of Context is when you listen to this station 24 hours a day to everybody who's on the station at any time. Anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. nickdshow@gmail.com. That's for Straight Out of Context. Also, Nick D Show Spies. That's, again, listening to WGN 24/7 whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send the spy to nickdshow@gmail.com. We also have You Big Dummy. If you would like to be a part of You Big Dummy, that's where you find a news story where somebody does something really stupid, probably gets arrested for it. We read those and vote on them. And you can read one on the air, be a part of the show, and get yourself a $25 gift card to the great Lou Malnati's. And again, send your story and a note to Dan saying, I would like to read this on the air. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Those are all the regular features, and also Fly James Friday back. All right, 847 area code says, mine is eating too fast. Another is something that my neighbors do. They let their front door slam shut all the time. Oh, Dan is shaking his head. What's going on there?
No, the clip you asked me to find, I couldn't find without.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not censored?
Not censored.
Oh, okay. I was going to have Dan find a clip from the Winnebago Man. Esmeralda, are you familiar with Winnebago Man?
Yes.
Okay. Isn't that like one of the funniest things you've ever seen?
It is. Poor guy.
For those of you who don't know what it is, just go to YouTube and type in Winnebago Man, and you'll thank me. It's a guy who sold Winnebagos and mobile homes and stuff, and he's trying to shoot an industrial commercial, and he keeps screwing up. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Robert says, I used to bite my nails, but then I started playing guitar and I stopped because I really needed them. I played guitar. I didn't need nails to play guitar. In fact, it kind of impedes you from playing guitar, doesn't it?
I thought, though, that frequent guest of What's Up With That, Lindsey Cochran.
He does have long fingernails. Yeah, he does.
You could just use a guitar pick.
No, I know. That's what I mean. But I mean, doesn't that, like, but I'm talking about, your left hand, well, if you're a right-handed guitar player, oddly I am, wouldn't the nails be like a pain in the neck to change chords and do chords changes and stuff like that, unless you're going to do nothing but bar chords? If you're playing like a solo or something? Let's call Neil Sean. He's got money. Let's call him right now. Rick says, we have a friend who whistles all the time. Oh, man. Whistles all the time? That would drive me nuts. All right, how about this? What about constant scratching? Constant skin scratching with no underlying physical problem is a habit with a big name. It's called the Lichen Simplex Chronicus. Yeah. Isn't it a name on Doctor Who? Hey, what the? Hold on a minute. Substituting something else, such as kneading a stress ball or worry beads, sometimes helps, as does wearing gloves. You gonna sit around and wear gloves?
You're like those babies.
Yeah.
You know, they put little mittens on them.
Well, wait, yeah. Or if you're going to bite your nails, why don't you just put one of those things that you put around a dog's head? Like, remember after a dog has, like, surgery?
The cone of shame.
The cone of shame? Put that around the dog's head. Put that around your head if you bite nails. Wearing gloves. What the hell? Just, like, sitting around the house with some gloves on? Like, what? How about that? You remember the episode of Seinfeld? God, it always goes back to Seinfeld, where George becomes the hand model. Do you remember that episode?
He had gorgeous hands.
He has beautiful hands. He becomes the hand model. That's the puffy shirt episode. That's the puffy shirt episode. When they're in the apartment talking about the fact that George is going to be a hand model, when he leaves, he puts oven mitts on his hands. All right. That's a good episode. That's the episode where he moves back in with his parents. All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up, and then we'll wrap up the bad habits. If you have any weird habits or bad habits you'd like to share them, 312-981-7200. News next. Oh, man, yeah. Hi. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m., and then the Steve Cochran Gang will take over. And we're here every weekday morning, 2 to 5. Hey, we're back Thursday morning for our show, and joining us will be Kit O'Toole, who is the author of a book called Michael Jackson FAQ, part of the FAQ series of books, really terrific books. And I got to tell you, I've vocalized that I'm not the biggest Michael Jackson fan in the world. I love the Jackson 5. I love Off the Wall. I kind of think Thriller is okay, but not great, and then forget everything else. But I read this entire damn book. I read this entire book about Michael Jackson, and that's how good it is. And it made me actually go to YouTube and search for Michael Jackson stuff. It's a terrific book, and we'll have Kit on the show. She's also like a big, huge Beatles fan, so we'll talk about that and have a little fun with some music on tomorrow morning's show. And then Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all that stuff. Remember, nickdshow@gmail.com. Also, Fly Jams Friday. So, Dan, you will be back. DJ Shagru back in full gear, ready to go. Got the TARDIS all warmed up and ready to go.
DJ Shagru appreciated the Doctor Who mention he made earlier today.
Ah, how about that? Yeah. The Doctor Who mention. Mm-hmm. So, we're talking about bad habits, and now we've all got them. I know I have a bunch of them. Hell, I've been married twice. I've been so I know I've got bad habits.
Watching Waterworld.
Yeah, that's the first wife. First wife came home twice while I was watching Waterworld. The second time was when she went, "What is wrong with you?" And I'm like, "Waterworld rules." And she's like, "I'll be in the other room talking to my lawyer."
My dad likes Waterworld, so.
See, your dad knows.
Yeah, sure.
He understands the genius of Waterworld. Now, every time you mention your dad,
right.
I think of a mustache, overgrown mustache, because of what you said to me.
Yeah, because he always lets it
grow into his mouth. And I do want to mention, I want to thank Movember and everybody who donated to my Movember, my first year doing Movember. And as you can tell, I'm growing the facial, I'm growing the beard back, and I will trim this to even the rest of it out. I do kind of look like a prisoner right now. I look like a convict.
I did have to. My friend came in on Monday night, and I had to tell him. I was like, "So you saw his mustache, right? That's just for Movember."
Yeah, it's just for Movember, really.
I was like, "No, it's not. Like, that's not there."
I'm letting the rest of my facial hair grow in because I want to get my beard back,
right,
and have it, you know, nice and trimmed and kempt.
Yeah,
but I have to look a little weird for a couple of days.
I mean, you could just shave it all off and regrow it.
I don't want to do that.
No?
I hate myself clean shaven. I do. I've got so much real estate between my upper lip and my nose, you could park a car. I actually have a free parking spot between
convenient.
My upper lip and my nose. If anybody would like to use it, actually, and you can use it between 3 and 7 a.m., I won't tow you.
Right. No, yeah, that's
even
good.
If it snows.
The winter parking ban.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say the winter parking ban just went into effect. Are you impacted?
Me? Not owning a car, no. On my face,
no,
you mean?
My face is fine.
My lip is okay.
Your lip lot.
It's permit free.
My lip lot. Yeah, lip lot.
The other thing, Esmeralda, this was before your time, but Jen Bosworth pointed out one time on our show when she was visiting that Nick has some of the most feminine eyelashes you will ever see on a male.
Oh, he's got the lady eyes.
Yep. I got that a lot. Man, did I get a lot of crap when I was a kid.
Are they curly?
Yeah. They're really long. Girls like it, though, so I'm not going to complain about that. It's one of the few features that I have that women like.
Was it more of a thing of, like, they're really jealous?
Thank you. Again, I appreciate that. I thought it was because I was attractive, that was an attractive feature.
Usually it's like, oh, I'm so jealous. I wish I had.
Oh, I would hear that, too. I would hear that, yes, that they were jealous. But it was also a thing that, you know, the women that I've dated have said complimentary things about my eyes.
They like the long eyelashes.
Yeah. I was so freaked out when I was a kid. I kept, because of it, I do have really thick, long eyelashes. And when I was a kid, I actually, my mom had to take a pair of scissors out of my hand because I was going to cut them.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not kidding. It was kind of merciless how people would make fun of me. And then as the years went by, you know, and, you know, the ladies were like, hey.
Look at them eyelashes.
Look at those eyelashes. Look at your eyes. All right. You know, I would call those guys up and go, hey, remember when you made fun of me? Yeah, it's Saturday night. What are you doing? I'm out on a date and I'll never have a second one, but at least I've got one.
Right. That's all that counts.
Yeah. So I got a parking lot between my upper lip and my nose, and I have big, goofy, long eyelashes. I'm a really attractive guy.
You are. 815 wants to know if you allow dibs on your lip lot.
Dibs? No. No dibs. I will spit the dibs off. I will take my tongue and swipe the dibs right off from between my upper lip and my nose. No dibs. Dibs are stupid. Seriously, it's ridiculous, man. When I shave, I look like... So some people say I look like Chuck Bass when I shave. And so he has a lot of real estate between his upper lip and his
right.
nose.
Right. I wonder if he rents it out.
He doesn't need to. Although after that last show he was on, what the hell? I don't even can't remember the name of it.
Murder City.
What a terrible show. I couldn't get through the first episode, and I love Chuck Bass. I will watch Chuck Bass do anything.
Apparently not.
No. That's what I said about James McAvoy when I was reviewing Victor Frankenstein on Monday morning. I said, I'll watch James McAvoy in just about anything. And then I said, Victor Frankenstein is just about anything. Okay, twisting hair. They say it's a really bad habit because it could damage your hair. It could also damage your root and cause hair loss.
God, how hard are you yanking?
I don't.
I know.
By the way.
Yeah. No,
if Maximus is listening, he just
whatever.
Wrote the time down.
Whatever.
How hard are you yanking, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm just, you know what?
Now, here's the, I don't even know why this was written in an article, because I could have told you this. I don't know if this is like from here are suggestions. Let me ask you, Esmeralda.
Sure.
What are some suggestions that they offer in this article that I have that was published What do you think are some suggestions that might help you stop twisting your hair? Can you guess?
Just don't do it.
What?
I don't like what? Cut it off? I don't know.
Cut it off.
Cut off your hair.
No.
Then you won't have any to twirl.
Why don't you? Here's what they say. Use a ponytail hair holder.
Wouldn't you still twirl it, though?
I don't know. I don't twirl my hair.
Because it'd be dangling.
Or wear scarves and hats. So this is like expert advice. I could have told you that. I'm a moron, and I could have said, put a hat on. Or wear gloves. Just everything. I think everything comes down to wearing. I think you should just wear mittens.
Yeah, wear mittens. Yeah,
at all times. Just wear. Although, Esmeralda, if everybody wore mittens all the time, they'd have to hold their forks in a way that you hate it.
That's true. They could get those mittens with the hobo glove.
Oh, you mean when you can flip the thing over?
Exactly.
Yeah. But so my mom bought a pair of gloves, and she didn't know this until she brought them home. She bought a pair of new gloves, mm-hmm. and they have like the little lift, the little things in them, so that you can text.
Ah.
And she's like, "What the hell's wrong with these?" She brings them home. She's like, "What's wrong with these things?" And she brought them back. I think she brought them back to the counter and was like, "What is going on?" And they're like, "That's for texting.
Someone
in case you
want
to text."
These.
They're like, "Oh," because she thought there was something wrong with the gloves. Oh, I love my mom. All right, and then being late is a bad habit. It says, we all know people who are chronically late, and they never seem to be able to complete projects and assignments on time. Delaying a potentially unpleasant situation also means that the procrastinator doesn't have to face the anxiety with the performance being judged. And now that brings us to our caller here, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I do all the house cleaning. I always have. But I procrastinate after holidays, thinking that somebody in the family will help me.
Yeah.
And I can have gift wrap after Christmas until New Year's till I pick it up.
Well, you know, that's the thing. It's if you live with, like, a family or you live with somebody, you're like, yeah, you know, or a roommate or something, you're like, yeah, it'll get done. If I just leave it long enough, somebody will do it. I'm terrible about that stuff. Like, really terrible. I will let the laundry pile up.
Oh, no. My kitchen is a disaster area right now.
See, my kitchen's not. Like, no dishes, nothing. I do that immediately. It's laundry's is the thing. And cleaning. Like, my kitchen's not a disaster area. You know, the toilet and the tub could use some help right now. But, like, it's laundry that I'm just like, you know. I'd rather buy new underwear than do laundry.
Do you? Oh, no, I've done that.
You have?
Yeah. Just go to Target and buy a big old pack of underwear.
I like you, Esmeralda. Maybe that's one of the reasons why you and I get along so well.
It's easier.
You got to stop chewing the side of your face.
Yeah. No.
You heard now, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Does not sound
No more
good.
Face chewing.
It sounds like I bring like a Tupperware container.
Full of faces?
Yeah. I'm reminded of like Ren and Stimpy when they went. There was they had hog jowls cooling on a windowsill.
Oh right.
They had a pet baboon guarding the yard.
Gotta love Ren and Stimpy, man.
So I think of the hog jowls.
Geniuses.